FM 90.3 WJTL. Josh Baldwin, Jen Johnson, Made for More. Hi, good morning. It's a busy day. It's Winning Wednesday. It's also See You at the Poll. Liam and Fred hanging out with you.
We are super pleased to be hosting Natalie Lane live from the Junction Center next Friday, October 4th, right here at 5 p.m. This is an exclusive event, but coming up, your chance to win four spots on our guest list. Stay tuned for that all day long.
Yeah, today's also a special day because we have a very special guest. Our guest this morning from Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster County, our friend Kathleen Walter is here. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. I love that t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. My Boss Women Pray t-shirt.
Yeah, did your sister buy that for you?
She did. Heather was running through an airport and saw it and said, I have to have that for my sister. The woman said, don't you even want to know how much it costs? She said, no, and grabbed it.
It is the perfect shirt for you and for today.
Thank you.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Absolutely. My family, husband Todd, son Zach, and his newly minted fiance Marissa.
Oh, congratulations.
Reese, Nadia, and Corbin, as well as my Sunrise runners, and anyone who's ever attended or volunteered in a CEF program over the past 80 years.
Yeah, WJTL celebrating 40 years. You guys are celebrating 80 years of ministry.
We are. We doubled you. Yeah, we're old.
No, I mean, think about the lives that have been touched.
Yes,
in those 80 years. That's amazing.
It's really amazing. CEF as a national organization was founded in 1937 and is now the largest children's ministry in the whole world. We're in nearly every country.
I had no idea.
Here locally, we've been here 80 years, founded by a group of Christian businessmen. And Catherine Hershey was our original director.
I remember a few years back when you celebrated her, you know, being you guys were celebrating 75 years?
Yes. We had our party here.
And she actually turned 100, right?
She did. She lived to be 100 years old, and now she's in the presence of the Lord.
Amazing. So yeah. Tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship, what you guys are doing right now.
Absolutely. So we are celebrating 80 years, and our programs include our Good News Club, our JYC. In the summer, we do five-day clubs and VBS, and we also have a Christian Youth in Action program, or CYIA, for teenagers. So they get trained in how to teach young children. So really, children can start in kindergarten, age 5, all the way up through being 18 and working with CEF. And then some go on to be missionaries overseas or work on staff or whatever. It's a really great program. And we have three purposes. We evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We disciple children in the Word of God. And then we want to establish them in a local Bible-believing church. Because our clubs can't do everything. They need the Christian nourishment and fellowship of the local church. So our programs are really a community outreach for the churches.
I was going to say, you guys really partner with churches. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, our churches are who run the program. We do the training. We provide the curriculum. We equip volunteers to do everything they need to do. But we are a parachurch organization. So it's really the local church that wants to reach the children in their community, build their children's programs, that we come alongside and help. So we're working in conjunction with churches all over Lancaster County.
Amazing. Kathleen, any stories come to mind about how God has worked through CEF Lancaster?
Always. Yes. So we had a church partner located in the city, and it draws children from all over the world. I think it's really neat to see how God's bringing the nations to Lancaster County. It's our own little mission field to share the gospel. And at this particular church, one of our teenage summer missionaries is volunteering there, and she got to guide a child to Christ. And the second week, that boy's sister, who's normally really active and distracted, seemed very focused during the Bible lesson, and she raised her hand for counseling. We always share the gospel and then give an invitation to believe. Well, she was unusually quiet and really serious as she heard the gospel. And the best part, she said yes to Jesus, and now she joins her brother as a child of God.
Amazing. If folks want more information or find out how they can get involved in CEF or their church can get involved, can they visit you online?
Oh, please. CEFLancaster.org. That's CEFLancaster.org.
And if they want to celebrate your 80th year with you, you have an event coming up.
We do. Do you know what the traditional gift for an 80th anniversary is?
I have no idea.
It would be oak. So we're going with an oak theme. Our banquet theme is From Acorns to Oaks in 80 Years.
I picture
those children as little acorns growing up to be mighty oaks. And our banquet will be on October 17th at 6:30. You can find out more at ceflancaster.org.
We're going to talk more about that coming up, but I love the theme, acorns to oaks. That's very cool. Coming up, chances for you to win an opportunity to be here with Natalie Lane live from the Junction Center. And we've got more music on the way, too. Stick around.